joining us. In our top stories, the first of 11 days of sporting action in the Paris Paralympic Games gets underway this Thursday with Chemogne Tokam Gilen opening Team Cameroon's campaign at 9:30 a.m. in the K44 to 49 kilogram taekwondo event. And out of the country, the 2024-25 UEFA Champions League draw takes place this Thursday in Monaco, with the 36 qualified teams set to know their opponents in the league phase of the competition. The 17th edition of the Paralympic Games has officially opened in Paris, France, with a spectacular opening ceremony during which all the participating delegations paraded along the iconic Champs-Élysées to the Place de la Concorde, where the main ceremony was staged. Approximately 4,400 athletes from a record 168 delegations are set to compete in 22 Paralympic sports. The first of 11 days of sporting action begins this Thursday with 22 gold medals up for grabs. Cameroon is represented at the Games by 5 athletes, with Chemogne Tokam Gilen opening the team's campaign at 9:30 a.m. today in the K44 to 49 kilogram taekwondo event. Our opponent is Leonor Espinoza, from Peru. Meanwhile, Team Cameroon's flag bearer at the Games, Marie Darcy Antoinette, will be in action tomorrow, Friday, when she takes on neutral athlete Elena Savinskaya in the women's 65 kilogram taekwondo category. On to something else. About 150 CRTV personnel have received end-of-course attestations following their training in video assistant refereeing, VAR, and production. The certificates were handed out during a ceremony held yesterday at the International Broadcasting Center located at the Radio House in Yaoundé. Before presenting the attestations, which are recognized by the World Football Governing Body, FIFA, to the trainees, the Deputy Director General of CRTV, Emmanuel Wongibe, called on them to apply their newly acquired skills for the benefit of Cameroon. Details with Harrison Ashu Tiku.
27 personnel were trained as video assistant referee operators in the one-month training course, while 87 others studied other aspects of production. The recipients were elated to receive their end-of-course attestations this Wednesday.
Ahmed Takang Jr., the setting up of the entire video assistant refuse system, and also the training on the AQX, which is the general switcher for both the VAR and the general system for the production. I think after this, we should be able to handle the entire system.
Tala Josephine Manfu, system overview. We had a very good training.
Karen Savedran, the training was so tough. We learn new equipment.
During the ceremony, the Deputy Director General of the CRTV, Emmanuel Wongibe, challenged the laureates to show proof of the quality of the training in their output and skills that they are called upon to demonstrate at their different tasks. The video assistant refereeing and production training organized by CRTV and our partners from Belgium is recognized by FIFA, CAF, and FECAFOOT. Video assistant referee Elvis Nupwe was FIFA's representative at the event.
I hope all was made very professional, so at the end we can have the best VAR operator during competition.
The trained personnel are thus ready to improve the VAR quality of production of the CRTV in upcoming matches.
Many thanks, Harrison Ashutiku. Members of the elite from the West region have been invited to a gala and fundraising dinner at Adis Hotel in Chang, aimed at supporting Aigle Royale of the Menwa as they prepare for the final of the 2024 Cup of Cameroon. The event, which will be presided over by Governor Awafonka Augustine of the West region on Saturday, August 31st, 2024, will also feature the unveiling of a brand new bus recently acquired for the club. In a similar story, members of the elite of the Ocean Division in the South Region of Cameroon have pledged to support Atlantic Sports Academy in the upcoming Elite 2 Football Championship. The promise was made last Monday during a ceremony organized at the Kribi City Council to celebrate the team's brilliant performance in the 2024 National Interpols in Yaoundé, which earned them promotion to the Elite 2 Championship. Polycarp Ati reports from CRTV South in Kribi.
Alanti Sports Academy's brilliant performance during the 2024 National Interpose that just wrapped up in Yaounde has sent waves of joy among football lovers across the Ocean Division. In a ceremony organized at the Kribi City Council Hall to present their trophy to the elite, local and public administrative authorities lauded the football team for reawakening football game in the ocean. Minister Ju Dorendongo, elite of the ocean.
Teams from Ocean Division has won all which we could win this year. So we are very happy to present those trophies to the population, and we are really happy to celebrate our youth.
With high morale boosted by the elite players and team management, are more than determined to bring more victories as they have no time to rest but to prepare for the upcoming 2024-2025 Elite 2 competition.
For mobilization, our priority now is to mobilize the supporters to equip us financially, materially, and even morally. So we are pleading the enterprises and companies in the Ocean Division to support us to ascend this port ladder. The young football team of the Ocean Division equally look up to their supporters to give them the backup they need to make it at the forthcoming MTN Elite 2 competition. Polycap Atie, reporting for CRTV Sport News, Kribi.
On to Holiday Championships news. Sports has been identified as a unifying factor in the Northwest region, which has been plagued by insecurity and the effects of the socio-political crisis. During this summer holiday, many people set aside their differences to form teams and compete together. This not only promotes a sense of unity, but also contributes to peace and development in the areas where these sporting events are held. In the following report, Clenis Ayombo Mabengo highlights how these sporting competitions effectively bring together both locals and newcomers in the region.
This is what obtains in different football pitches in neighborhoods, villages, and churches here in the Northwest region during the holiday period. People of different backgrounds come together to take part in sporting activities ranging from football, handball, athletics, and other sports for persons with disabilities. As the long holiday draws to an end to pave the way for a smooth start of the new academic year, the final of sporting competitions have been played, with people of all ages taking part in the competitions, either as players, supporters, sponsors, or spectators.
We pray that we should go to school. Let us put more effort in our education.
Organizers of such holiday sporting events talk of uniting the people of the areas concerned for development and harmonious living together to thrive.
Our main objective is to promote peace and social cohesion.
You know, the communities have been shattered all this time. During this period, that's when the youths come out to show their talent.
At the end of the championships, sponsors hand over material and cash prizes to participants as a way of assisting them while they prepare for back to school. Clenis Ayombom Abengo, CRTV News, Bamenda.
A football tournament aimed at promoting the values of fair play and tolerance, as well as the ideals of freedom and intercultural understanding, has ended in Kambe, headquarters of Donga Mantum Division of the Northwest Region. The competition, organized by the general manager of Kamtel, Judith Ya Sonde Achidi, was won by Real Madrid of Akko. Details with FOC Babatunde.
Real Madrid of Akko were merciless against Boca Juniors of Mua, whom they spanked 2-0.
Yerema succeeds, the team captain for Team Real Madrid FC Akko. This is a fourth edition, but Real Madrid Akko is coming in for the very first time and emerging victorious. I am so very glad.
The tournament coordinator, Victor Mangay, says it instilled in the athletes and spectators respect for cultures, boundaries, and brought out the great footballing quality of the youth.
I have never imagined that Donga Mantu would produce that quality of football. Despite the rains, I hope in years to come, Donga Mantu will produce Elite One football.
The senior divisional officer of Donga Mantu, George Magloa Basilikin, appreciated the Kamtel general manager, Ya Judith Sunday Achidi, for the initiative which he says helps promote social cohesion. Apart from the trophy and cash prize given to the winners, outstanding players were also rewarded, like the player of the tournament, the top scorer, and the best goalkeeper.
And out of the country, the 2024-25 UEFA Champions League draw will take place this Thursday in Monaco at 4 p.m. Cameroon time. With an increase in the number of teams from 32 to 36, the biggest change is the switch from the traditional group stage to a single league phase that includes all the participating teams. It is on that note that we end this edition of the 7:30 a.m. Sports News, presented by Marcel Mfotier. Back to you, Sheta.
Merci, Marcel. Pour réduire les risques d'accidents de la circulation routière,